Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The left fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting third. The second baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ray Kolb. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Berger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buster Chatham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Cantwell. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ben Cantwell. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callahan moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Kolp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolp hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford misplays the ball. That's an error on Crawford. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Moranville reaches third base with a triple. Welsh goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callahan. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Moranville scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0 for 1 in the game. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Sisler moves to third. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chatham. The throw from Gooch and he is safe. Chatham steals second. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparrer hits a pop-up towards short. Derosier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 1 in the game. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. McGuire reaches third base with a triple. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGuire tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Braves. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Moranville hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swanson strikes out. Sparrer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Swanson out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callahan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a line drive towards the mound. Culp fields the ball and throws to second. Crawford drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Crawford. Durocher throws it away. That's an error on Durocher. Sisler scores. One out. It's 4-0, Braves. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chatham moves to second. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kolb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Richborg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Kurt Walker pinch hits for Leo Derosier. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berger. Walker reaches second base with a double. Heilman scores. Kelly moves to third. It's 4-1, Braves. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly scores. Walker moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Braves. Clyde Sukforth pinch hits for Ray Kolb. Clyde Sukforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukforth takes first base on ball 4. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hod Ford now playing shortstop. Archie Campbell now pitching. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McGuire hits a line drive into right field. Heilman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heilman. McGuire moves to second. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGuire moves to third. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welsh for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 2. the Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire misplays the ball. That's an error on McGuire. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callahan moves to second. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0-for-3 in the game. Burger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callahan. Burger reaches second base with a double. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Burger moves to third. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sparrer takes first base on ball 4. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-3 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to home to get Burger. Sparrer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gooch hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kelly moves to third. Gooch moves to second. Bob Musel pinch runs for Johnny Gooch. Chuck Dressen pinch hits for Archie Campbell. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly scores. Musel moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Braves. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.